Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopholes.
Landry Locker and Sean Lopez.
The cream rises to the top, and when it comes to cream in this city, Alex Bregman is the creamiest of them all.
Landry that Locker, sounds a little creepy.
Sean Lopez.
God, Figgy, save Figgy. That, Figgy.
Let's get a little creepy.
Alex Bregman is the creamiest of them all?
He's the creamiest of the cream. The cream rises to the top. Alex Bregman is the creamiest of them all.
Why do I get a feeling we're going to hear that again?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
What's up? What up, dog?
There you go. Yeah. Mark that, Figgy. Go ahead and mark the hell out of that.
Sports Radio 610.
Going up on a Tuesday, Landry Locker, the OG, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It is a lovely Tuesday here in Houston. Breaking news, Astros just continue to win. Houston Texans on the practice field right now. They had some unique company yesterday. One of the greatest to ever do it. One of the biggest characters in the history of the NFL. We're going to relive his greatness and talk about the impact he could have on Deshaun Watson. The Rockets, there was some confirmation from Daryl Morey, or I don't know which C word to use. Should I use the word confirmation? Should I use the word clarification? We'll ask John McClain what he thinks about it, because we've talked about it a little bit, but we'll ask the OG-er, John McClain.
Even OG-er.
And speaking of OG, I gave him homework, and John Lopez was up till 3 in the morning last night doing his homework.
A bit of an exaggeration.
The 25 greatest moments in the 30-plus year career of the OG John Lopez. I'm very excited for this. You want to talk about Tell Me a Story, OG?
Yeah, this is...
Tell me a story, OG.
There's going to be a lot of them today with John Lopez.
It was a lot of fun doing this. We're gonna do it over the... Now, John McClain's joining us at 10:20. We'll be doing big chunks of my 25 most memorable moments over the course of the show. 11:20, I believe, is the first one. Then again in the noon in 1 hour. I think you'll enjoy it. I could have done 100 more, but I picked 25. And it's 25 most memorable kind of in a happy way. So, obviously, Bills, Oilers is not on the list. You know, that might be Lidge and Pujols is not on the list. These are things that just over the course of covering so many events all around the world that just stood out. So, I think you'll enjoy it. It'll be fun. I'm glad we talked about this. I'm glad you had the idea.
Just don't oversell it, John. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
we don't need you overselling some things. We just don't really need that. We need the OG John Lopez to come here, bring it. There's a reason you're one of the voices in this town that has the most credibility, because you've been at it for a very long time, and we just need you to bring it. And speaking of that, normally John McClain joins us a little bit later in the radio show, but he's going to join us 10:20 to 11 o'clock because he's the hardest working man in the business. But he's got to be out there at practice.
Yeah,
today.
We got football going on, man.
The Texans are going to be practicing, and we're going to hear from some of our new assistant coaches for the Houston Texans. We're going to get a chance to hear from possibly Carl Tater Smith, the new quarterback coach, the character. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear from your guy, the offensive coordinator, Tim Kelly, and we might hear from some of the defensive guys. I got some bad news for you, though, John.
Yes, sir.
Brian Cushing not talking. So I guess strength and conditioning coaches do not talk. I kind of wanted to hear from him.
You know, Cush.
We are not going to hear from Brian Cushing. So that's the bad news right there, just in case you needed to know. That's the bad news.
Andre Johnson will.
Andre Johnson will talk. He's become, mm-hmm. I'm not saying he was ever a bad interview, but Andre Johnson has become a guy who I believe is much more of it. I think he's aged like a fine wine. I think as far as the podium critic, and I am the podium critic, Andre Johnson's gotten a lot better at the podium than he was even as a player.
Well, he's never been a bad interview. That's a misconception. He's been a difficult listen, if that makes sense, because he talks like this and he's kind of low and he'll answer your questions and he just kind of goes like Andre Johnson talks. But the content has always been strong. And I've been, obviously, since the day he got here in 2003, you know, been talking with Andre here and there, and he didn't make the list, but could have, you know, on some events. And so you have to just kind of wait him out. He is opinionated. He is very much opinionated and will tell you what he thinks. But since he talks like this, it doesn't sound like it's really
the worst important. Andre Johnson impression ever. Can you do better than that?
Well, I didn't want to. Similar to you doing, what's his name?
I didn't do anything. I didn't do any Carlos Correa impression anyway. I don't know what you're laughing
similar
at.
Similar to you doing a very straightforward Carlos Correa. I wanted to do a very straightforward Andre Johnson.
I avoided it. That's some fake news right there, OG. Can I talk about something nobody's talking about? And maybe this is just me reading too much into things.
Please.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
The MLB draft yesterday. The MLB draft was yesterday. You know that's not a big spectacle. We know the NFL draft basically, I mean, it outdraws most sporting events, including like the NBA finals and all that. We know how big it is. But the Astros participated in the MLB draft yesterday. And tell me if I'm reading a little bit too much into this, because one of the biggest stories in town the last week or so has been Carlos Correa's injury. And we've been talking about this for a while. After this season, the Astros have 2 years of club control under Carlos Correa, and it seems like an assumption that eventually Carlos Correa is going to leave. He's going to get a big payday elsewhere, and the Astros are just going to continue to reload as they've known, maybe move Bregman to shortstop or something like that and figure it out. Should there be something, and I know it takes a couple years for guys to get up to the big leagues, but the Astros, they made two draft picks yesterday in the top 70. They 32nd overall, they selected a catcher, and then with the 68th overall selection, they selected a shortstop. Should I look a little bit into that and think that maybe that's preparing for a potential Correa departure, or am I just reading way too much into this because it's just baseball?
You're reading way too much
into I've been known to do that.
I get it because of what's been going on with obviously Carlos Correa and everything. And it might be fun to do a little conspiracy theory talking there, but baseball more than any other sport, like a lot more than any other sport, you can draft a catcher and project him as a pitcher. You know, you can catch a first baseman and project him as a right fielder in your organization. So when you draft a shortstop, and the Astros did with their second pick, they might think he's going to be a third baseman. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. Alex Bregman was a shortstop. Oh, he's a second baseman, wasn't he? I can't remember now.
No, he was a shortstop.
Yeah, he was a shortstop. That's more than any other sport, like a lot more. That it's hard to really put too much into the position.
They're getting criticized by a lot of media types that follow such thing because there's a lot of media types that didn't have either one of those prospects ranked in the top 100.
Right.
So the Texans, not the only team that gets criticized after their draft by a lot of media types. The Astros, the best franchise in town, also getting that same kind of criticism, John.
And the first round pick is understandable. That was a Titus Howard pick. that was the baseball equivalent of Titus Howard. Nobody really quite had him that high. Some people had him higher than others. But you know what? The Astros, more than any other team in this city, they've earned the right to go ahead and draft someone that and no one criticized them because they've been getting it right a lot lately.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you going up on a Tuesday, Sports Radio 610. We got to get a little bit of a clarification to something that we talked about yesterday surrounding the Houston Rockets. And it's actually somewhat confusing because we've been talking about the Mike D'Antoni contract offer that Tillman Fertitta went public with on Thursday, the specifics of it, what is guaranteed, what's not guaranteed. And we initially reported, and correctfully so, that it was basically a team option, and there was a $2.5 million buyout if Mike D'Antoni didn't return in 2020-2021. That was originally what was reported. But as we went off the air on Friday, Jonathan Fagan of the Houston Chronicle put out a report that insinuated somewhat the same, but also said D'Antoni wouldn't make $5 million if the team didn't make the playoffs. Which
it wasn't Fagan, it was his agent.
Yeah, Fagan used the quote and said that, but I think Fagan, I don't really know what to say, because we talked to people at the Rockets and they told us that, mm-hmm. in fact, that if Mike D'Antoni was the coach 2021, he would get his full base salary. It would be guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So that's what we were told. I actually spoke with Mike D'Antoni's agent yesterday just to make sure we got the facts right, and he clarified that exact same thing. Basically, it's a team option where if they don't want to bring him back in 2021, there's a $2.5 million buyout. That's all you need to know.
Right.
Jonathan Fagan had mentioned not making the playoffs, and he wouldn't get the $5 million as well, which I don't know where he got that from. Maybe he got a quote or something. But he put out a clarification yesterday from Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
But the confusing part, and where it gets really confusing in Fagan's story, and I'm sorry for confusing all you, it's just there's a lot being said with the Rockets, and we're trying to be as accurate as we can.
Yeah.
But Fagan still stood by the original report that Morey did confirm his specifics mm-hmm. in the story. It says Morey had previously confirmed a Houston Chronicle report Friday that D'Antoni would be paid $2.5 million if the team failed to make the playoffs or he was fired during the season.
Right.
Based on my understanding, I think that you can take out the "or made the playoffs." It's just simply if he was fired during that season. During last season or before 2021. So I think Fagan might have it wrong, but he's not really taking away from his original notion that Daryl Morey confirmed. But we talked to both sides, mm-hmm. and both sides are saying it's just a $2.5 million buyout and the base salary is confirmed. So maybe Fagan had the wrong confirmation or not, but all you need to know is the option for 2021 is not guaranteed, and if the Rockets fire D'Antoni before that point in the season,
yeah.
then he only gets $2.5 million, and they can go their separate ways. That's really what you need to know.
Right. Let's keep it very simple. Next year, D'Antoni gets his full contract, $4.5 million.
That's it.
That's his last year on the contract. If he were to accept this other deal, which he still has not and doesn't appear that he will, right? There's a $2.5 million buyout after this next season. He gets paid $2.5 million.
And he can go do his thing.
Go coach somewhere else.
That's it.
There's no offset language.
That's it.
There's no nothing.
After
next season, he gets the $2.5 million buyout. Boom, done. Do the dealer thing with your hands, the blackjack dealer thing with your hands, and he can go coach with $2.5 million in his contract.
And the bottom line, he
accepts it.
Right, and he's not.
And he's not. He would get $5 million with incentives for another $4
million. Yes.
Which is outrageously high, but good for him. So I don't understand why he would turn that down other than it was just a one-year
deal
and he wanted more.
He probably wants a multi-year deal at this point in his career. So that's what I'm assuming. But either way, we were right about it at first, but when the Fagan report came out, I mean, he said that Morey had confirmed, and there's some sort of misunderstanding, but Fagan hasn't said that there was a misunderstanding. He's standing by the confirmation. But regardless, the contract was not guaranteed, and it's hard to think that many established coaches would accept that, but Tone Fertitta's doing things a little bit different, so more power to him, but we just wanted to make sure that we got that clear, because we have talked to both sides,
right?
And I just want to make sure that the loopholes are smarter than their friends.
That's exactly right.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610, NFL Hall of Famer John McClain looking skinny. He is in the building. He's going to stop by the show before he heads to Texans practice. He's going to discuss what's going on as Phase 3 concludes and potential changes in the NFL that he's been covering for nearly 40 years. That's next in the Loop.
I'm a brass man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.